So I don't need to remind you the gospel reading, since it's basically the same as yesterday, right? So there's a sense of radical decisiveness in following Jesus, right? To put him first. Imagine this, huh? Jesus himself, who lived like us in all things but sin, said to us, "Foxes have dens, and the birds have of the skies have nests, but the Son of Man had nowhere to rest his head." There's a sense of urgency in the gospel that Jesus is heading toward Jerusalem, right? Especially to fulfill his mission for which he came. Archbishop Fulton Sheen once said, "All of us were born to live. Only one man was born to die." Jesus was born in order to die for us. That is mission at expiation for our sins, huh? As the way to show to us that we are worth redeeming, we are worth saving, we are worth loving. So that's why in the first reading today, the prophet Amos really reminds us of hypocrisy. If we as a nation, just like the Israelites in the past, only say that, oh yeah, we believe in God, or we are the chosen people of God, or we get patriotic when those songs said, "God bless America," right? Make us think that somehow we're in favor with God. We profess God on our lips, but he's never a part of our life. Then who are we? Where are we? And why are we living, you know? So that's why let us take heed to what the gospel calls us to do. Follow me. Jesus said, "Follow me. And let the dead bury the dead. Follow me. No matter what's going on, don't let anything else, anyone else, become an obstacle to us." And I shared with you yesterday that my grandfather, he never became an obstacle in my relationship with God. He, as a matter of fact, he was the one who was very adamant to make sure that none of my family or no one stand between me and God. It took a lot of humility for him to recognize that. The war had robbed a lot from him and his own life. He had lost the people and the things he once held that dear to him. But because of losing all of that, he knew what was important in his life. So I'm not asking you to do the same, but I'm asking you to take some time this week as we begin a new week to reflect, to discern, and see what are the things or the people that are impeding us from loving God right now. And said, "Lord, you know I love them. You know I have some affinity to them. But Lord, help me to love you more." Each and every day, we need to pray that, so that we do not just stop with ourselves, but we hold each other's hand and help each other grow in holiness.